This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tips, the Tens and Everything in Between. I'm your host, Boaz, joined with our guest, Piers Gardner.
Oh, kia ora guys, how are we?
Yep, so today we're going to be talking about our full license test. And, well, Piers, what kind of experience do you have with your full license test? Do you have your license?
I do have my license.
That's a good start, eh?
So do you want the story of how I got my full license?
Sure, man.
It actually took me two attempts. It was quite sad. I drove the guy and I was like, oh, yeah, I thought I did pretty good. Because at the end of your test, they ask you, oh, how do you think you did?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was a little bit shaky because you're driving this absolute random guy. Yeah. Just judging everything you do. And you're just like, it's hard to concentrate and focus on everything that you have to remember while you're doing the test. So he gets back and he's like, oh, how do you think you did, man? I was like, oh, like, obviously it wasn't perfect.
Is this the first or second time?
The first time.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, I think I did pretty good. He's like, no, you failed.
Oh, you think you passed? Nah.
Pretty much. I was just like, that was just disrespectful, man. So I booked it again for 8 a.m. the next morning and aced it.
Aced it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
I was at a different venue with this, like, very, very much nicer person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it marked you less bad,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I didn't know the area, though, so he's like, oh, turn right by the subway.
I'm just like, where's the subway?
I didn't know where the subway was, bro. He's like, oh, sorry, man, I should have told you where the subway was. I asked you if you know where the subway was, and I was like, all good. And then I just had to do an extra U-turn.
Yo.
There's more steps to doing a U-turn than you think, man.
Man.
Oh, it's crazy.
Anyways, we'll get to the first question. What does the test look like?
So you rock up. In your car, you gotta make sure that, you know, you have enough fuel to complete your test.
Imagine if you didn't, bro.
Bro, I heard a story of that one time. There's this one person, when they were doing their test, the fuel light came on and they just insta-failed.
Bro, yeah. I mean, man, just like, oh, can we just like take a stop to the gas station real quick?
It's like, no, man, you're supposed to pre-plan everything you do on your trip. So it's not like, they don't really want you to do spontaneous things while driving.
That's a real good thing to know, eh?
Yeah.
Bro, imagine rocking up with no fuel, bro.
Or one of your tail lights is busted and you, like, when you're driving, you can't see your tail lights, so you gotta rely on your mates.
Yeah.
Like, yo, any of my tail lights busted, bro? Like, or headlights? Like, one of my friends at the moment is front left headlights out. So I'm just like, yo, bro, your front left headlights out. He's like, oh, cheer, bro.
Cheer.
You can't see that stuff.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Anyways, back to the question.
Sorry. So you got to make sure your car is in correct working order.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey! And you just always have a cool head because you know you're the number one hazard on the road.
Yeah.
And if you're off in La La Land.
Yeah.
And you're putting lots of people's lives at risk, and you're trying to prove to this guy that you're worthy of driving, you know, 24 hours.
Yeah.
And not like back-to-back, but at any time of the day, and that you have, you know, full control of your vehicle at all times.
Yeah.
So
what kind of things is he looking for in the test, like, in the full test specifically?
In the full test specifically, they'll ask you for, like, some hazards. They'll ask you, you know, obviously you don't want to speed.
Yeah.
You know, if you're alone, then
there's... So they will talk to you, unlike the restricted.
They talk to you, like, they keep an active conversation going. It's like, oh, you know, tell me about these hazards you see coming up. That might be like another car coming the other way, or some kids playing on the side of the road, or like a tree that's fallen over, or some roadworks. Lots of roadworks.
Just things like that.
Yeah, just stuff like that. You just gotta, you know, you're talking with them and still, you know, checking your mirrors, making sure you're in the right lane, or the correct lane, not always the right lane, sometimes the left lane. So it's like multitasking and, trying to stay safe and prove that you should be on the road.
Yeah, for sure. What kind of privileges do you get by getting your full license?
You get to drive your mates around, man. That's number one.
That's what's good.
Yep. And then you get to drive at any time of the day, no repercussions.
Yeah.
When I got my restricted, I was working at AdMix, and I'd finish work at like 9:45, and I'd say to my manager, I've got to leave by this time or I can't make it home. So one day I had to like pull over on the side of the road and my mum had to come get me. It's quite sad because I wasn't allowed to drive past 10 and my parents were real strict.
I have to do that as well.
Yeah, straight up. It's like, it's the call of shame. I was 2 minutes down the road, but I was like, oh, mum will kill me. So I might as well just call it in.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. What are some good driving schools that you recommend? Like, do you know any?
Some driving schools?
Yeah.
The Western Community Centre, they do a real nice course. I think it's like $50.
Right.
So they get a proper teacher. They teach you how to do everything.
Yeah.
And it's good to have, you know, someone qualified teaching you as well as just your parents.
Yeah.
Because they might overlook a few things or like not adhere to some or not know some road rules even.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be good to get a professional, like teacher for that.
Mm.
And $50, that's chip change, man.
Yeah.
And it's partially funded as well. So
partially funded.
So it might cost you $50, but the whole thing will cost more, but the government covers some of that.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are some other questions? What do you think people would like to know about having your full license?
That's great. When you get, like, cop stops are everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Because if you're driving home on, like, a Friday night, like, most of the main roads, they have cop stops, and you don't have to worry. You're like, I know that I'm able to be on the road.
Yeah.
Like, everything's mint.
Yeah.
So it just takes that level of stress away. Because if you're on your restricted, you're just like sweating, like, ah, oh, crap, they can ask for my license, or is it just a breath test? Or it gives you freedom.
Mm.
And I like freedom.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Like, bro, I haven't been I haven't been through a cop stop before.
You haven't?
Yeah, not with me driving, at least. But, bro, I feel like I would, like, kind of freak out, even though I've got, like, my restricted license, you know?
I've got my full, and I just generally don't drink. I'm, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm the sober D.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not the sober D, then you get someone else to drive you, because you're not silly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I start sweating at the cop stops, where I'm just like, oh. Yeah. Like, I know I'm doing everything fine, but I'm still stressing out.
Yeah.
Just knowing that you have everything,
all
your papers in order is always good.
Mm. For sure, for sure. Well, a lot of these questions you've actually already answered.
Yeah, I'll go more in depth on them, though.
Yeah, no worries. Let's see what we got. How can driving lessons help? Was one of them.
It gives you a different perspective on the road. So in my defensive driving course, are we doing defensive driving or driving lessons?
Driving lessons.
Driving lessons. I didn't actually take any driving lessons.
Oh.
But my parents taught me how to drive, so...
Yeah,
I'm still alive.
I feel like that counts.
Absolutely. A lesson is someone teaching you.
Mm.
So if you're getting taught by your parents or even like an older sibling or something, I think it's good because they obviously have experience on the road and they're like, oh, you know, this one time, you know, there was this truck like that was just following me real close and it's just like a really stressful situation.
Yeah, bro. And I hate those moments, bro. Oh,
straight up,
bro.
It's like, oh, this idiot ran a red light and almost hit me, or someone didn't stop at a stop sign and put some kids in danger or whatever. It's like, they, like, just teach you that those kind of things happen.
Mm.
It's fully out of your control, but you kind of just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's just the road.
Half the time it's just, like, you kind of overreacting a little bit, you know? I mean, sure, there's a truck next to you, but it's, like, as long as you, like, keep on the road, you know, do your thing, should be all right, you know?
Yeah. There can be some stressful situations and some miscommunications between drivers on the road.
Yeah.
You know, all-time classic is you're pulling out to pass someone, but you didn't check your blind spot, so someone's coming to pass you, then you just get, like, the honk and the classic being flipped off as you do.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the driver's seat when that happened. I was in the passenger seat, and I just sat there just with a little smirk. Just for the record. Hasn't happened to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, just keeping a level head and being able to, if focus on a lot of things, because driving is like, it's multitasking. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't multitask, like, you got to focus on driving and focus on, like, where are you actually going?
Yeah.
And if you're listening to music, singing along, or talking to your friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So driving lessons, just they share their experiences with you and say, hey, look, this, you know, not so pleasant situation happened to me, and this is how I reacted to it, and this is how I should have reacted to it, so this is how you should react to it. So,
yeah,
you know, passing on wisdom and experiences.
Yeah. All right, we'll go one last question before the break. Since you did take defensive driving.
I sure did.
Yeah, why should you take defensive driving?
Because you get your full sooner, 6 months sooner.
6 months?
6 months
sooner. Whoa, you hear that, guys? Six months?
6 months. So damn. I was, when I got my full, I was 17 years, 6 months, and 4 days old.
Hey.
Yeah, because I was born on a public
holiday. So that means if I was on my game right now, I could have had my full license right now.
Full license, exactly. Yeah. Like, you're missing out.
Yeah. Oh, far out.
You have all the beach trips. You got a van, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could have taken all the boys to the beach, like, this Labor weekend, bro. You'd be like, hey, boys, man. You know, $10 a gas each, you know, to each person, $10 is nothing, bro. That's what, $60, $70? And it might cost you $50 to go to the beach, you know?
Yeah. Just easy money. split between the mates, you know?
Exactly.
Makes it way cheaper.
Absolutely.
For sure, for sure.
Divide and conquer. Yeah, what was the actual question? So I got distracted.
Oh, yeah. How can driving... Oh, sorry. How can defensive driving help? Why should you take it?
Why should you take it? Because they're pretty brutal, not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, the I think in the first lesson, they said, oh, you know, instead of thinking, oh, I'm just driving a car from A to B safely.
Yeah.
Think of what you're actually driving. You're driving a 2-ton death machine.
Fully.
Like, if you crash into something like a tree or a house,
yeah,
then like you could ruin your life or ruin some other people's lives too.
Yeah. So I guess it's when it's like when you are looking for the environment, you know, for hazards and stuff. It's also being aware of the car you're in.
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
And having control of the car. If you don't feel safe driving a car and someone else that could drive that car is there.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on a manual, for example, and you're like, oh, I kind of know how to drive manual, but I kind of don't. Then you probably shouldn't drive a manual.
Yeah.
But it's also a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I like driving manual.
Yeah, for sure.
What else? And they give you a practice full license test as well. So if you're stressing out, like, oh, I'm not really looking forward to the full license test. What if I screw this up?
Yeah.
I think you get two driving tests with them. They might be wrong. It might be one. But they, you know, run you through all the questions and explain what you should say.
Yeah. How much does a full license cost? I mean, no, sorry, the defensive driving cost. Like, for the whole course.
For the whole course, it's four. I did four evening classes.
Yeah.
And either one or two driving lessons. It might have been $180.
Oh yeah.
But that's just like.
Yeah. You know, 6 months off.
Exactly.
Know.
So yeah. I was very, very on my game with that, as you can tell.
For sure.
I think it was 180, but with inflation, it might be a little bit higher.
Who knows? Yeah.
Not me. But as soon as I got it, and I was like, no, I'm out of here. Not doing my research on that anymore. What else do they teach you? They ask you different questions as well. Like, how do you know what speed you're going? And it's like, oh, you got to look at your speedometer.
Yeah.
But like, how often are you supposed to look in your speedometer?
Yeah.
Like, are there other ways to tell what speed you're going?
Are there?
Yeah.
Other than the speedometer?
Yeah. Like the feel of the car.
That's true. That's true.
You know, because I got my little Honda Civic manual, as you do. And I'm like, you can feel the revs in a manual more than you do in an automatic, just because you're more intimately connected with the car.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm in fifth gear. I'm at like, you know, 1,500 revs.
Yeah.
It has that particular, you know, feeling to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I'm going pretty much smack bang on 50. Like.
Yeah.
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 So, we're just going to go head into the break now. This has been Tips, Teens and Everything in Between with Boaz and Pierce. We're going to play Robbery by Lime Cordial. See you later.
Another weekend, a new story. I found a diamond in the darkest man. We started speaking, a smooth talking, a tiptoe over the borderline. She left her lipstick on my cheek. I turned around, she vanished in a blink. She haunted me and I can barely sleep. I'm looking for a way, that's her, stop that girl. Hey, there's been a robbery. She stole my heart and then took off on me. I said, hey, there's been a robbery. She stole my heart, she had enough of me.
Welcome back after the break. We've got Pierce on the mic.
That's me. You.
And then we're just going to be talking about some driving stories, I guess.
Some driving stories.
Yeah.
All right, to start with the good ones or the bad ones?
I mean, whatever you want, man.
Start off with the good ones.
All right.
You know? Out of my friend group, I was the designated driver just because I was very, very like, hey, guys, let's go do stuff. And they're all like, yeah, you can drive. Yeah, so you always get invited to things.
Yeah.
But it's just, oh, crikey, where's I going with this? For example, I was out in the windy back roads on the way to Raglan.
Yeah.
There's the normal way, then there's the Wainaro way. So we're driving down there. It was like pitch black.
Yeah.
We had places to go, people to go see. And there was this horse in the middle of the road.
Hey.
Yeah, so it was dark. I was a little bit tired, and when you're tired, you drive to the conditions, drive a little bit slower,
so
you don't put anyone's life in danger. Because I like my friends and I like my life.
Yeah, fully.
And so I was like, oh, what is that? So I'm like, slow down. And sure enough, there's this horse just running up the road, like up the hill towards me. I was like, oh, what the heck? So, you know, slow down.
Wasn't wild, was it?
No, I don't think so. But there's no reception out there. So he went to, like, call the cops to report. Like, yeah, there's a horse in the middle of the road. But we didn't have reception for, like, 10-15 minutes afterwards.
Hey.
But I was too tired to, like, stop and, you know, try to sort out what the heck was going on with the horse.
Yeah.
So we just dipped. So we're like, oh, you know, we'll just call the cops and hopefully they sort it out eventually.
Man.
Oh, that was a bit of fun. But we made it safely. Everyone was shaking. They're like, hey, bro, like we're going like 90 Ks down this hill. Like, what is a pair of beady eyes? Like moving as a horse runs.
All right.
What the heck? Because if you hit a horse,
bro,
that thing's like 600 kilos, bro.
Yeah, fully.
That'll mess you up well and good. So, and obviously they jump.
Yeah.
So they'll jump through the windscreen and just... You're gone
for real.
Far out. So I was very, very... I was shaken by that.
Yeah.
Shaken, not stirred. No.
Yeah. Wait, how close were you to hitting the horse?
Oh, I was in the middle of the road, so I had to do a little bit of swerving.
Yeah.
But probably like a meter and a half.
Man.
But it was fine. We made it safe.
Yeah.
Everyone was shaken, but they're like, "Oh, yeah, we've got to call this in."
Man. Imagine just waking up in the morning and knowing that there's going to be a horse in the middle of the road. You're like, "What?"
Oh, that was my second worst dodging animal story. My first worst one was there was this deer. It was on the main road coming back from Raglan.
No way.
And like me and my mate were at this chick's place. Like, we both liked her, but neither of us knew the other person liked her.
Okay.
And we left at, like, probably, like, 12 or 12:30, and it was, like, real late. And we were, like, drowsy as.
Yeah.
And then, thankfully, the deer was on the other side of the road. So we were driving past, like, is that a deer, bro?
A deer?
What? And we were like, no way. Like, to this day, I haven't seen a deer in that area since.
Yeah.
But we were just like, what the heck? But then there was a car, like, blazing the other direction after we'd passed the deer.
Yeah.
But, like, another 10 seconds later, the car came blazing around the corner. So I flashed my full beams, honked the horn.
Yeah, hopefully.
He's like, what the heck's going on? He slowed down, so the deer was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see any deer bodies, so fingers crossed. But that was trippy, man.
Could have been a close call. All right, on the main road, was it? That was like during the windy bits, was it? Or
no, it was just after the windy bits, between the windy bit and Te Uku.
Yeah,
yeah. It was on one of those like little flat stretches.
Yeah.
And like you don't see deer when you're driving a Raglan.
No, you don't.
So it's just out the gate stuff happens.
Random as a
yeah. So I was like, okay. So it is. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, I guess it's a good sign to, like, you know, keep your eyes on the road, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Far out. So
tip for full license.
Exactly. Keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone wants to get where they're going safely in one piece.
Yeah.
You know, quickly is just a bonus, but. As long as it's legal, then it's fine.
Yeah, for
sure.
If it's
not legal, it's not okay. Don't do it.
Not okay.
There's a reason it's not okay.
Yeah, because people die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think just a week or two ago, someone died going over the divvy, like, to Raglan.
Hey.
Yeah, because my parents live out there, and they're like, oh, you know, someone died out there.
I was
like, oh, crikey. That's like, it's just out the blue.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? I drive that road, like, probably two or three times a week.
Yeah.
And just the knowledge of, oh, someone died there, like, recently.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's a real eye-opener, right?
Eye-opener. You're like, it just brings everything back to reality. Like, oh, you know, I could die driving out here.
Yeah.
That's, you know, not a pleasant thing to think about.
Nah.
And definitely something you want to avoid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what else is there? And then there was my loose unit days where I'd got my first car. I was a little Mazda Familia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's slam some gears up the Thames Coromandel Road.
Yeah.
So that was,
how did that go?
I had my single passenger.
Yeah.
They almost defecated their seats. That was pretty.
Whoa.
It was pretty intense. I was having way too much fun. So there's this logging truck pulled into this, like, the slow bay, but it was, like, a real short slow bay, so I zoomed past him.
Yeah.
And he, just missed my rear bumper.
Damn.
Because there's a car coming the other way, too, so. Yeah, that was good fun. That was good fun.
That would have been.
There was a short-lived, I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, actually rein in my driving from now, because I might not be able to drive as often afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, no, we'll get someone else to drive to the beach. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, what else is there? Then just always being available and in your right mind when driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have that many stories myself, not gonna lie. I mean,
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've only really started driving, like, for 2-3 months now.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, on the Rizzy.
On the Rizzy.
Yeah.
Fair. I know some people that just still don't have their full, and they're like, oh, I'm too lazy to go get it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how much it costs to go get your full. You probably know that more than me.
Nah, not really.
Nah, not really.
Nah, not gonna lie.
But, oh, it's just obviously just the freedom again.
Mm.
And I can do what I want with who I want.
Yeah.
When I want. So
it's like complete freedom.
Exactly.
Know?
So you're like, mum and dad, yeah, it's house rules, you know, follow the law. Actually, no, that's general rules. House rules, get home before 10. It's like, oh, yeah, you can bend the house rules. Oh, sorry, I was home like at 10:30 instead.
Yeah.
You know, I was helping to go get some Maccas or something. You know?
Yeah.
All the important things in life.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, we'll call the cops on you if you're not here by 10. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been driving, Piers?
I've been driving for 5.5 years. Five and a half years. Yeah, so I just clocked having my full for 4 years, 2 months ago.
4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you would have had time on your resi as well, eh?
Yeah. So 6 months on the learners, on the day, got the resi.
Yeah.
Passed it, flying colours.
Nice.
Then 12, oh, did my full licence. No, what's it called? Defensive driving.
Yeah.
Then, you know, passed that. I don't think you can fail that.
You can fail...
I don't think you
defensive
can.
Driving?
Nah.
No.
Nah, I don't think, like... If you need the second driving lesson, then they give you the second driving lesson. And they're like, they can pretty much tell you, oh, you know, you can pass your full if you do this. Like if you're a bit shaky in, in that first test or lesson. And then did my full first time. Failed because of like a technicality.
Yeah.
So I was driving around a roundabout and there was a person... that had just pulled over like the white line to enter the roundabout on my right.
Yeah.
And they were from a standstill and I was still going. So I was like, I've got heaps of room. So it was a big roundabout.
Yeah.
And I went around, you know, finished. That was like the last probably 30 seconds of my test.
Yeah.
And it was a black BMW. I still remember it. And he'd like just creeped over like the white line. So he was technically in the roundabout.
Yeah.
But he was cruising. And that's why I failed because... He was in the roundabout. He was only a quarter.
Like
he was. Yeah, coming from my right.
So they failed you because someone else was on the roundabout.
Yeah, which I technically should have given way to him, but I was in a manual, so I was timing it, so I was rolling it, so I'd have to stop and start.
I see.
Because the less stopping and starting you do, the better. So I was so gutted by that, man.
Yeah.
But. Nailed it the next day. Everything was all well and good.
Yeah.
And, you know, haven't had any qualms, troubles since.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a nice story time.
Yeah. I love a bit of story time.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end off this episode now. Thanks for watching, guys. This has been Tips of Teens with your host, Boaz, and the guest, Pierce.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for listening in.
Yeah. All right. See you guys in the next episode.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.